Okay, welcome everybody. We were, what we talked a little bit, Havelik Kigazlin, and then I think we're up to discussing the famous question of Tosos Dibur Maskil Havi Mechui of Shua. So Tosos asked the obvious question. In this case, let's remember, if he had said Lo Chatvi, that would be classic Shua, say, if he says Lo Chatvi, and he would swear and win. Instead, he says In Chatvi B'Didi Chatvi, so he loses because he can't swear. So he says, why not say Migu? Let him swear that Didi Chataf, and he'll be Neman Migu, he could have sworn Lo Chatvi. And if you say, Tosus knows, not so much, if you say, no, maybe Migu only works. If I get time to this, I get time to that. Who says I could? I could swear something new as a migu. Maybe you can only swear what the Torah says. You can't swear something else. Torah says, swear who says you can swear a new shvua and then use it as a migu that you could have made the Doraisa shvua? So says, who says? Baba Basra says, right? The Gemara and Daf Ayin. Okay, it's the middle of a whole shock of a tirade there. The Gemara has the case there where a fellow is not neman to say, hechsa, I receive a pikadon, right? I'm watching your, I'm guarding your bicycle and I say I give it back and I'm not Neman, but I would be Neman to say Nansu, right? That's classic Shuas HaShomrim. If you give me a pikadon and I say something happened to it, then I swear. So I'd be Neman to say Nansu. So says the Gemara, I can take a shvua that hechzarti and be neman migo. I could have sworn nensu. Again, the Torah shvua is only nensu. There's no Torah shvua of hechzarti. We see from there that if you're chayv shvua doraisa, tanya one, I can tanya two and make a shvua and have a migo. I could have sworn to tanya one. So likewise here, why can't I swear to dichatvi and have a migo of that I could have sworn lochatvi? That's Tosos's question. Seems to be a good question from Daf Ayin. Basically, what we have to find here is some sort of hesber. Why? We have to find a hesber. Why? It has to fill two criteria. Why there's no migo here? In a way, that explains why there's no migo here, but there is a migo in Daf Ayin. Like, it has to be a hesber that applies here and differentiates it from Daf Ayin as to why there's no migo. And that we have a Bli Ayin Hara, a plethora of possibilities. Nirlin is daiti. It's again, it's a little hard to tell in terms of what Rabbeinu Hanan is saying in the sugya, just because, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think we have a manuscript of Rabbeinu Hanan. We have the Rabbeinu Hanan from a Likud book. But Rabbeinu Hanan adds something to our sugya that we don't have. And if he means it seriously, I'm sure that he is trying to answer Tosis' question. What does Rabbeinu Hanan say in the beginning of the sugya? What does he add that's a little strange? Not strange, just unique. Hey, Rush, the very beginning. How the chatav nas mechavrei tva'i bedina kamei rav'ami? Amar le havli naska tchatav minai. Amar le lo chatvi naska minach. I haven't seen that in the Gemara. I haven't seen that in any other Rishonim. What does he say? Well, the way our Gemara says is, Eid Echad said, I grabbed the naska from Chayim, and I said, in chatvi di chatvi. He adds another step. Chaim says, I grab a naska from him. I said, I did not grab lo chatvi. I see chatzad that the chatvi, and then he brings an aid that I was choteif, and then I'm chayiv a shvua. Basar hachiton yomein chatvi, and then I say in chatvi v'didi chatvi. This already, what so did this remind us of? Toin v'chozer v'toin. At first time it what? And it's not v'tor l'tor. V'tor l'tor would be if I said lo chatvi, and then before anyone came against me, I said in chatvi v'didi chatvi. Here it's Michigan Lotor. I said Lochatvi, and then I lost. I didn't fully lose, but I mostly lost because an Eid Echad came against me. And then after I lost, I all of a sudden suspiciously changed my time. Now, I'm just like, don't go to Toei. I say a Taina, I think I'm going to win, I lose. And all of a sudden, after I lose, I make up a new Taina. We know, there's a machlokas with a Toei because of a Toei, right? But, we paskin Toei because of a Toei. If I give a Hezber, maybe this is the case where he did not give a good hesber. Maybe according to Rabbeinu Hananel, the reason why he can't use a migo here, unlike Daf Ayin, is because here he's toing b'chol v'toing, and over there he wasn't toing b'chol v'toing. Over there he tined it on his tined from the beginning. Over here he changed his tined in the middle, and maybe that explains why there's no migo. Do people in the back notice this Rabbeinu Hananel in the Masifta? No, the Masifta doesn't notice Rabbeinu Hananel. Okay, but Rabbeinu Hananel exists nonetheless. And it's just, why am I saying this? Because it doesn't say in our Gemara anything about that he first said lo kafi. Rabbeinu Chananel, who knows what girsa he might have had, but we didn't find this girsa in any other the early Sfaradic Rishonim. It could be that he adds this into the Gemara to answer Tosfos' question. Right? That's not so hard to think of Tosfos' question, if you're Rabbeinu Chananel. So maybe that's his answer to the question. Efshar, because here it's someone because we're towing, and that makes it worse. Okay, well, in the Lambda Sea, you could go and you could have probably many different ways of explaining why towing because of towing makes it worse. Let's just take, you know, perhaps the bluntest approach. Maybe this is a case of towing because of towing, and he didn't give a good explanation, and therefore he has no right to change his taina. Came in the hadar va'odi dechataf. So the hadar is to go in the same direction. Again, hadar, first of all, clearly shows he was serious about this towing because we're towing and wants to give the word hadar. So if you ask, what's the difference between Baba Basra, Daf Lamadalad of an Aleph, and Daf Ayin, why there's here you have a Migo, and here obviously there is no Migo. It could be that
the camera is out of focus.
The camera is out of focus. Which is the camera?
Yes.
Okay, now it's in focus. This is towing v'chozer v'towing. And this is Ta'anka Meikara. Okay, if he makes a good tiny Meikara, he has the right to use this Migo. If he's towing because of the towing, then we do not accept his taina. okay, that might be Rabbeinu Chananel, but none of the Rishonim picked up on this Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rishonim don't quote this Rabbeinu Chananel. Basically, all the Rishonim, I didn't put all the Rishonim here because they basically just, most of them are rehashing what Tosfos says. You know, no one says much more than Tosfos, at least not explicitly. So let's go to the Tosfos. V'im tomar, lehem le'yushua ma'idam r'dichat v'migu d'ibayar m'lo chat v'chitem d'ahalo chashiv migu d'ayim amr lo chat v'havechai yushua d'araisa. Lohi d'ha'amr ha'mokher t'bayis. Don't say there's no migu that you could have done something, then you'd have to swear. Because ha'mokher t'bayis also you have a migu that you could have sworn yushua d'araisa. Ha'makis ha'ver b'shtar ne'am en lomer chzarti lach b'shua migu d'ibay amr. Nensu, Davi Nem and Beshua Abagad, Nensu, Ika Shua Doraisa, Umil, a peer should be no time to peer Shua the Nensu, the Hussein, and you're a bonnet, Lomachai Shua Doraisa, Afilo, Be Nensu, Ella Hechliko, Dom Mixas, Asi Shop here. Okay, Rio Tom has a Shita we're not used to so much because most Rishonim don't assume that way. Most Rishonim don't assume that way. But we know we are like, we're used to this idea that there are three shvus d'oraisa, right? What are the three shvus d'oraisa? Modem mixas. Eidecha, that's our sugya, right? Meaning if I'm kofar b'kol, then eidecha comes against me, and?
Shomrim.
And shvus ha-shomrim. What is shvus ha-shomrim? Shvus ha-shomrim doesn't mean anything to do with the shomer. If you say you let me, if you say you let me three bicycles and I said only two bicycles, that's modem mixas. If you said you lent me three bicycles, I said you never lent me bicycles or I gave them back, that's kofar akol. That's not a chiyuv shvua. Shvus hashomer is if I claim ones, gneva, aveda, etc. Meaning I claim that I'm potter because of what the kadam was destroyed in a way that I am potter for, right? A shomer chinim says gneva, shomer sachar says ones. That is shvus hashomer. And those are three shuas d'oraisa. Rabbeinu Tam has a unique approach. We're not getting into this. This is a very, very long tosos towards the end of Baba Kama. I guess in the source of Shas. Okay, it's also in Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the shuas hashomrim mi d'oraisa only applies when you also have modem mitzvahs. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. That really, okay. And then you're going to say, so what's the difference between shuas hashomrim mi d'oraisa, et cetera. Okay, that's a whole story there. But Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that a shomer who's not modem mixas is not chayav shvua d'oraisa. Ah, he asked himself, all over Shas v'Shiyah Shomer's Chayim v'Shua, even if he's not more than Mitzvah, since that's only Rabbanan. Okay, that's a, I wouldn't say unique sheet of Rebbeinu Tam. It's, you know, again, the Gemara in near the end of Bava Kamma, Daf Kofhei Kofvav sounds a little that way, but it's a minority sheet in the Mishonim. So basically, according to Rebbeinu Tam, again, Tosafot haven't fully explained the longness here. According to Rebbeinu Tam, the difference is this is a Shvua. Here he's Chayav. A shvua d'oraisa, a echad is machay shvua d'oraisa. You can't use a migo to get out of a shvua d'oraisa. However, according to Rebbeinu Tam, he doesn't say Rebbeinu Tam answer the question thus. Just the fear of Rebbeinu Tam, then here he's only chay of a shvua d'rabbanan, and the shvua d'rabbanan, you can't use a migo to get out of a shvua d'rabbanan. Okay, again, he doesn't say, and why is there a difference between a shvua d'oraisa and a shvua d'rabbanan? Maybe we'll come back to that. but let's go on to the reading, whoever's going next. Ella, where am I? Sorry. Ella Osha Shakra Velekalami Murnami. Don't answer. The Haiglo Khoshamigo Dulava Khotsavlochafi Lahakeshisa E. Don't say here it's a what we call like a migu the haza. Right, we don't say migu, but I wouldn't have the chutzpah to say the other time. And here, I don't have the chutzpah to lie when there's one eight against me. I don't have the chutzpah to lie when there's one eight against me. Okay, Tosos here does not explicate this, but in the Mordechai brings. Tosos says the lekalameimar ki'ilu. You know, don't say that. But Tosa's lekalameimer doesn't mean, oh, I once heard a stupid person might think that. So don't say that because, like in third grade, you have to teach her to learn properly. It means that other Bali Tosos said that. Just the Bali Tosos who wrote this Tosos didn't think that was a good shot. But this is a real shot in the Bali Tosos. And we see in the Mordechai in our Sugya. Says this is a real answer. The two lekalameimers of Tosos are real deals in the Mordechai and in some of the other Rishonim here also. Yishlomo shuviyari l'shakru davar she'id machisho to the Ashkan Gabi Rabba Bar Sharshom. He even brings a Ryan. Again, a few of the other Rishonim also quote this. It's a real sheet to the Mordechai. That's the lekalameimer. What do we find by Rabba Bar Sharshom? Now, of course, by Rabba Bar Sharshom, again, classic Chetzke Sabbatim Sugya. We're not sure what the case was in Rav Bar Sharshon. What exactly was the content of the kol? But one shot, Tosis shot in Rav Bar Sharshon, is that the kol took away his migo because no one has the chutzpah to taina against the kol, and therefore he doesn't have a migo. Right? That Tosis shot, not lekucha b'yadim l'matzis umrit by Rav Bar Sharshon, that you're disproven if you say lekucha, but just that you wouldn't have the chutzpah to say lekucha because it's against the kol, and therefore you don't have a migo. So just like you don't have a migo, I could have lied when there's a coal against me. I don't have a migo. I could have lied when there's an eight against me. Even a liar is sometimes embarrassed, intimidated to lie when there's an eight effort against it. So here, this is the Tosa says that it's a lekalameimer, right? But let's say the Kedrus Rishon in Tosos and the Mordechai. And the reason I'm going to the Mordechai is just because, you know, the Mordechai takes it seriously. Well, for Tosos, you might say, let's skip it, because it's not serious. But it is serious. And many other Rishonim quote this day in Tosos as an answer that was given by the Bali Tosos. It's really to only our Tosos, says Lekal Meimar, who doesn't want to be Mashiv. The other Bali Tosos are Mashiv. What it says, he says very Pashim. This is, he doesn't use the phrase Migud Aza. We'll call this Migud de Ha'aza. Because he doesn't have a chutzpah, right? What's his lashon? Lo chatzif. Is that his lashon? Lo chatzif lahakshayid. Because he's. Exactly. Because he can't. He's intimidated. Okay. Migud da ha'aza, meaning lo chatzif. L'shaker, l'hachish, Es ha'ed. Well, this is a good Migo. Why? There's no aid against him. He could have said, Nensu. There's no aid. All right. That's the answer. What's Tosfos' second like? Let me remember. So Mordechai quotes as Ri. I know our Tosfos quotes the Ri said something different. But the Mordechai quotes this as the Ri. The Tosfos. Mordechai is shame Ri. Apparently the Ri must have changed his mind or something understood him differently because our Tosfos has a different version of the Ri than Mordechai. What did the Mordechai quote from the Ri? He also said the Migud HaHaza. It's like, I don't know if it's like a Migud HaHaza. It's Kimo Migud HaHaza. Right? Right? It's not a good Migo because he's Yare Leshaker Lahakish Es Ha'ed. The only difference is not he's Yare Leshaker Lahakish Ha'ed because he's intimidated because his conscience, because, you know, he's he doesn't have the chutzpah because of cold Migo calculations. Because what do we see from elsewhere in Masechet Sanhedrin? If he swears lo katvi, he'll win now, right? But he's afraid it's not worth it. Because then tomorrow, the other guy will come to Beis Din and say, I'm a vater on the Naskha. I just want to be made. This guy was sotei for me. The Eved will come and say, I'm also made. The guy was sotei for me. And there'll be two eight, and that will be puzzle Eidos and Meshua for the rest of his life. He doesn't want to be puzzle for the rest of his life, right? And don't say, the guys who gave a double and can't apostle the rest of his life, we see in Sanhedrin that he did that the guy who he stole from is Naaman to testify against him to apostle the rest of his life. Not Naaman to get this money, obviously. I can't testify that you owe me this money, but I can testify that you stole and apostle the rest of your life, right? Shema Yipsaluhu Le'edos, right? Ikamahala.
You mean that the Baal Dover is going to...
The Baal Dover will come back into court with the Eid Echad, testify that you stole, and you'll be Pasul Eidus from now on. You can keep the Naskah, but you'll be Pasul Eidus from now on. You'll keep the Naskah because the Baal Dover can't testify against you on the Naskah. He's a Baal Dover.
Right.
But the next time you go into court, the Baal Dover and the Eid will come and testify that you're a Goslin, and you'll be Pasul, and they're not going to be the Dover, because this has nothing to do with them. And then from now on, you'll be Pasul in court, and it's not worth it to you. Now, they may or may not. But since you're afraid they will, this is a good Migo, because, again, in this case, if I lied and said Nensu, not only is there no aid who knows enough on the truth, even the Baal Dover doesn't know anything. How does he know what happened to Pikado? So clearly, I'm not to be afraid of. Why does Tosfos to think these two things are Lekel Meimar? Why does Tosfos think these two things are Lekel Meimar? Again, the Mordechai didn't think these were Lekel Meimar. But our Tosfos thinks it's Lekel Meimar. Why?
He knows whether Migu the Aza is okay.
No, but that's not Tosfos.
Yeah.
But that's not Tosfos. Nobody Tosfos thinks Migu the Aza is okay. The Mashu di Lav de Imachai Veshua Vipater Vainu Al Karchav Migu di Lav Migu Lav Kol Kamil Meir di Chatfi. The Haki Katrin Sadim Shalomim Nimr Lomni di Chatfi. What does Tosfos say? Because look in our sugya. Our sugya says that he's only chayiv because he talks in the yochel shav mashalim because he's mechayiv shua. Our sugya says he's only chayiv. He only loses because the chayiv shua. According to these pshatim, even without the chayiv shua, he should lose because he admitted he was chotef and he doesn't have a migo to be believed that didi chataf. And without a migo, you're certainly not believed didi chataf. Anytime two Adam see me grab from you, I can't say to be hot up. I mean, that would be ridiculous. So Tosfos' problem, why did Tosfos reject these? Obviously, it can't be a Toyota, because somebody Tosfos held it. But Tosfos' problem is then why does he only lose because of the Chiyav Shua? He should lose even without Chiyav Shua. So he makes a taina that he's not Naaman on. He claims that he's Chatif, he's not Naaman, we're left with Chatif, but he should lose even with no Chiyav Shua. Okay, so what does the Ri say? Tosfos B'Shem Ri. You know, he's sort of the last in this triumvirate of trying to find a psychological problem with Amigo, a reason why he wouldn't want to say it. Okay. He's not enamored with the Migu. Why? Because he wouldn't have been able to be made as pun of Lishava with the Rashid Machisha. What does he add? He said it's Migu de Ha'aza. Ki. Is lo chatzef or lo meis lishava l'sheker l'hachish esai. He might have tainted a false. If he was a liar, he would have tainted a false tain against the neidachad. No, people have the chutzpah to tain a false tain against one witness, but they don't have the chutzpah to swear a false tain against one witness. What is he saying? To tain a false tain against one witness is a valid legal. Therefore, if not for the kishroi, he would have a migo. To swear falsely is a valid migo. Therefore, in the ayin, he is a valid migo. If he was a liar, he would have sworn falsely. He would have sworn netsu. But to swear falsely against an A, that's so much psychological pressure that no one has the chutzpah, as opposed to this case, where it is a good migo, again, because there's no A. Yeah, it is going to be safe. If you were lying, you would have sworn an answer. A liar would have sworn falsely. And a liar would have contradicted an aid. But a liar wouldn't swear falsely to contradict an aid. That's the read. Okay, what's Tosa's problem with the read? Tosa doesn't like the read either. Aval kasha ilek amigo, my time at Rabbi Shmuel, the plea of Perakol and Ishban, Rabbi Abo Pakri Benascha, the last Lahumi Toch, She'enu Yachal Ishava. Mishalim, the hasha, my patri, but she didn't ever lower dichafi vlomigu to preach this ill. Okay, Tosin's problem is this, that in the Gemara, he has no problem in our Gemara with the read. His problem is the Gemara Shavuot Daf and Zayin Aleph has a big machlokes, it's called Chaz Rashvua Lesinai or Chaz Rashvua Lemechuyavla. Meaning, let's say Abe's a motive mixas. I say he owes me $1 million shekel, he admits $500,000. So, he's Chayim Shavuot Daraisa. Let's say he's Chashud. The known Goslin, then Mid Rabbanan, they put the Shrusha Kenego, I swear and collect. Let's say he's Chashid and I'm Chashid. Right? Ain't Yochli Shava, no one can swear. What happens if Ain't Yochli Shava, there's no possibility of Shvua? Are you Chayiv or your Potter? So that's the Machloket, whether you're Chayiv or your Potter, Rabbi Shmuel say Potter, Rabbi Shmuel Shaber Tisrael, which is this story. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Abba say Chayiv. What does more there say? That if you hold that mitok sheni yochel shava mishalei because we're shuri lumchuyev lo the shuri goes and uschayev makes him pay if you can't swear or because we're from the Sinai. No, mitok sheni yochel shava is potter. If you can't swear, the shuri goes back to our Sinai. I mean, you're responsible between you and Hashem because you received the Torah to do the right thing, but we can't force it. Right, it's back to Shemayim, not to Bez and Shalmata, and you're potter. So what is the Gemara there say? The Gemara there says, well. Rabbi Abba holds mitok sheni yochel shava mishalei because of this story, and Rabbi Shmuel would disagree. So, according to this, I understand why you're only lose because of the Shvua. But the Gemara in Shvua says more than that. Says you only lose because Rabbi Abba holds against Rabbi Shmuel that mitok sheni yochel shava mishalei that whoever can't swear pays. According to this, even without the rule of mitok sheni yochel shava mishalei, you should lose. Why? Because you make a taina, you're not naming your taina, you lose. Right, so that's Tosa's question is, why does he only lose lefi manda Omar mitoch she'eno yachal lishava mishali? Why does he only lose because the principle of whoever can't swear pays? He should lose because once he doesn't have a migo, he makes a taina that's not accepted, so he lost. So that's Tosa's question to Reed. The Reed thought he was fixing up. You know, basically Reed's question is, you should lose stam. Why do you only lose because of the shvua? So he threw the shvua into the psychology of the migo. So says to the Reed, you really haven't fixed anything. Because you should, now that there's a shvua, you should lose stam. You shouldn't only lose to the principle that whoever doesn't swear pays. You should lose because you made a taina that wasn't accepted. Like you both admit he grabbed. They both admit he grabbed. So he grabbed. He tied into dichatvi, it wasn't accepted. So if everyone admits he grabbed, then he's not going to say dichatvi, he loses. Next, he talks to the Yochel Shavu Mishalim. just because he loses. So this is what's difficult in the ring. Lemaisa, all the Achronim try to answer the questions on the first days in Tosos, which also might have agreed or just more times before, and all the Achronim try to answer the question against this read in Tosos. Lemaisa, I have tremendous trouble understanding any of the Rishonim try to defend this read in Tosos. There's a Marashah, I put in brackets, figuring maybe someone else would understand it. There's also a Shach who tries to, the yards on the first of the Marashah. So I thought I was crazy. I didn't understand the Marashah's defense of the read. On the Shach, at least, all the other Rishonim say they don't understand his defense of the read. Anyway, Lemaisa, I don't know if anyone understood it. I don't know if the Masechta gives a good defense of the read. Because meaning a defense of the re means a defense of the re that wouldn't work for these other pshatim. Because if it would also work for these other pshatim, then the re is still wrong. You should have just stayed with the other pshatim. So I can find you a way to defend the re that would also defend these pshatim. But that doesn't help the re because he said these pshatim are indefensible. Only my pshat works. Maybe someone else here is smarter than me. Are just has siyata d'shmaya. I can't figure out a way to justify this pshat that doesn't also justify these pshat. I can give you a dozen ways to answer the kasha in all the pshat. But the re apparently thinks he has a fond kasha on these, but there's no kasha on him. I can't for the life of me figure out what the re was thinking. Neither can Tosus. But usually try to say, okay, this fall Tosus can figure it out, but we can figure out what the re was thinking. I can't figure out why we thought his pshat was defensible, but their pshat wasn't. B'dochek atzam, I can say that maybe the Re read the Gemara in Shuas differently and thought lav davka, and the reason you lose is not only because mitoch sheni yochel shavah mashalim, it's b'dochek, because the Gemara in Shuas sounds like it really means what it says and says what it meant, right? The Sechah Shuas 100%. It sounds like they really meant it, but maybe that's, I don't know. Maybe somehow the re-understood, this Gemara is a lav davka, even though it seemed to say, what did it say? It says, you know who says, mitoch sheni yochel shav mashalim, Rabbi Abba, this story, Naska's Rabbi Abba. If you think about it, rule of contrapositive, right? If this story proves that, then it still says Rabbi Shmuel have to disagree with this pesach. Why would Rabbi Shmuel disagree with this pesach? I don't know. So to answer, here I have no good answer. Again, I have an answer that I can answer these shot, which also answer the re. But obviously that's not what the re was thinking of before in this Tosfos, but only this shot word. No good answer. Unless the Gemara in Shavuos never meant that he loses Rak Lamanda Omar Mitoch She'eino Yochal Lishava Mashale, but the Gemara seems to have meant it. You know, yeah, say it's lav davka. The Gemara didn't really mean that in Rabbi Abba's case, he only moves because we talk to Yochel Shav Mashali. The Gemara just meant the way he chose to express himself in that case also implied a side point to we talk to Yochel Shav Mashali. That's a dope of God would say. Really, he loses even if he Rabbi Shmuel would be Kuleyama. He loses early Kuleyama. What the Gemara meant is the way Rabbi Abba formulated his psak hinted at something else that we talk to Yochel Shav Mashali. It's very dope. I'm ready to give up on the read. The Tosfos is read, not the Mordechai's read.
I can suggest a possible reference that might be helpful.
Okay.
You brought the Chaim from the stat. I don't know where you got it from.
Stencil, yeah.
But there's a cipher of curated Chaim on the globe.
Uh huh.
The whole story behind the.
The two verses.
Yeah. And in the. On this Sylvia. The time continues and deals also with the re and also with the Riban at length. I didn't read it, so I'm not sure. Huh.
Okay. Let me just be honest. In the stencil, I think he's also talking about the Ri and our Tosos. So the answer he gives would work for these Pshatim also.
I don't know, but there he has a whole.
Yeah, okay, so I'll bring that around. I'll take a look at it. I missed that one. You were reading from the authorized version, the black ones.
Right.
Not the brown, the reddish red one. Okay, Seder. So I'll take a look. Okay, I'll take a look. I'll see if he helps me. Anyway, for now, let's give up on this and let's go back to all the other Pshatim. What? Okay, Seder. Maybe there. Okay, I don't know what the politics. I mean, I know a little about the politics. Sorry, but I don't know what that has to do with me. I don't know why Spirit of even care about, you know, those politics. But anyway, the how do we answer this question? How do we answer this question? Like, basically, if it's not a good Migo, what does this have to do with Shvua, and what does this have to do with Mitom Shen Yochel Shav Mishali? Why is he saying, this is a chi of Mitom Shen Yochel Shava? Instead of just saying, you admit you're a chote, you have no migu that was bidei chata, so you lose. Right? That's basically the question. So, and we can answer all three of these. Right? Meaning we can answer all three of these. Basically, all three of these have in common is that it's just not a good migu. Tosis pshat is that here, the hain is a good migu psychologically, here it's not a good migu psychologically. If it's not a good migu, what do you need Tosin Yahushal Mashali? What do you need Shua for? That's the kasha on Tosos. And there are many, many answers in the Achronim, even though I'm a little convinced that I'm not sure if any of them are the right answer. They might all be too fancy. But, all right, I'll say what I wanted to say first. I'll say what I wanted to say first. This ties into something we said earlier. All right, how do you answer the question? Basically, Kusha, I'll call Pshatim Betosos that what do you all have in common? The Ein Kan Migo Mishon De Lo Haya Yachol Litom Lo Chafi. I don't care if he couldn't have said Lo Chafi because he's intimidated to lie against an aid, because he's afraid of being possible next time, because he's intimidated to swear against an aid. All these each other. What's the kusha is? Yeah, what's the kusha? The kusha is kusha. The Hari Eino Neman Liton Didi Chafi Umode the Chata the MK Hare Nishayev Believe in Shvua. Right, that's supposed to be basic kasha. Forget it into the Shvua. Even if you want to bring the Shua into psychology, you know, to give it back to the din of Shua. So, how do you answer? Lanias Daiti, I want to say an answer, which is not what Tosus is saying. Or is that what the Brisker Achronim is saying? I mean, Tosus doesn't say anything. Tosus leaves it open. Tosus goes to the Rivon, right? This is the Rivon in Tosus. This goes back to a little bit Hatirzen Odas Balden. Tosfos assuming that there's a Hodas Balbin here of Tosfos assuming that there's a Hodas Balbin here, a mode that I was Chotef. Since I'm mode that I was Chotef, what do you mean Toshin Yahushal Mashali? I'm mode that I was Chotef. I should be Chayev. Maybe you could say that. There's no Hodas Baal in the Vax Chotif. Maybe you could say there's no Hodas Baal in the Vax Chotif. What do I mean by that? That I said in Chafi Vididi Chafi. So we have this question. We have this question that soaks in the Sugya coin because of the Toein. If I say something that I don't mean to be Machayev myself, right? If I say something that I don't mean to be Machayev myself, but one fact in that would work against me. Is each fact I say of a Das Balden on that fact, or only, no, if I intend to mechayim myself to das balvin. Remember the close deal on Torah to Torah to Torah Torah. Maybe it's because when I first, as long as I make a time to look Torah, there's no hodas balvin involved there. Hodas balvin is only when I claim something, I make, only when I say I'm chayim. If I say I'm pater, maybe that's not a hodas balvin. We don't say like, oh, you said three facts. Whichever fact is bad for you, will make hodas balvin. No, maybe it's only hodas balvin. We say the cloud something is bad for me. Meaning, according to this, when I say lobi bc, I don't have hodas balvin of lo parati. I admit that's not the majority opinion, but maybe you could say that there is no hodas balvin of chata. Why? So that I'm tying leptor, that's not hodas balvin. This might tie in a little too. The sos versus the sos versus the maribin lake, right? Is hodas balvin midin nemanos? Is hodas balvin, you know, midin matana, as it were, his chaybos? You know, the more if you see it, the more you see Hadas Balvin as a hischaivus. If I decide to give in, I can give in. Here, I didn't decide to give in. I timed it that I'm right. In Chatti Chatti. Right? Where's the Hadas Balvin? I wasn't trying to concede. Even if you hold Hadas Balvin, then I'm honest. It might be that those Balvin only then honest. Okay, yesh lion. But actually, you could say, maybe you could say, yesh lomar. Especially with Derech Mahari Ben Lev, right? That Hodas Balvin is Chayvus. That there's no Hodas Balvin here. That there's no Hodas Balvin. Derech Mahari Ben Lev, Sh'en Kan Hodas Balvin Shechotah. Okay, you'll tell me if anyone says it in the Masechta. If not, maybe I'm wrong. But what I want to say, if you take Mahari Ben Lev, that Hodas Balvin is Chayvus, then then where's Hodas Balvin? I said, in Chafi, where was I mold anything? I wasn't mold anything. Yeah, I was mold the fact that I was holding, but I wasn't mold that I owed you money. If you say Hodas Balvin, then modest, maybe if I'm mold the fact, then mold the fact. If you say Hodas Balvin is a schaibus, if I wasn't mold, I owed you money. Maybe I wasn't mold that I owed you money. Right? We have that on the board once. Not possible to go both ways. After you could say that maybe there's no Hodas Balvin Shechataf. If there's no Hodas Balvin Shechataf, then what do we have here? Then what do we have here? In Cain, Eino Nemon Liton Diti Chafi, but also there's no Hodah Shechatav. There's no Hodah Balding. You can't say Hodah Balding is Chotev if he wasn't conceding. That's what I'm claiming with Mari Ben Lev. It's a radical formulation of Mari Ben Lev. Maybe he wasn't conceding, that's not Hodas Balvin. If he wasn't conceding, that's not Hodas Balvin. If so, then he said in Chafi with Dichatfi. We don't believe in Dichatfi because he doesn't have a Miko. But we also have not proven that he was Chotei because that Hodas Balvin is a Tain of Yalma. Like, he, as part of his time, he said, Chafi, maybe that's not Hodas Balvin. If there's not Hodas Balvin, we have no proof that he was Chotev. If we have no proof that he's Chotev, why is he Chayev? I say you're a Chotev, and we have no proof either way. Why are you Chayev? Avogam Eino Dosha Chata, M.K. Lama Chayev L'Shalim. If there's no Hodas Balvin, he was Chotev. Why does he have to pay if there's no Hodas Balvin? The answer is, you know why he has to pay? Because he is a key of Shmua, and since he ruined his possibility of taking a Shmua, I'm toshin yichal shava mishalem, right? Rak mishon shechayav mishava shlochata ve'eno yachal mishava. Maybe that's what the Bali Tosos are holding again. It's a radical stance, the Mari Ben Lev. What am I saying? If you have to make a hanacha, there's no Hodas Balvin if there's no Hodas Balvin if you weren't conceding. There's no Hodas Balvin if you concede a fact. There's only Hodas Balvin if you concede a chiyuv. Which is why it makes sense. Mari Ben Lev says Hodas Balvin is chayv. So only if I want to be a chayv. Oh, we don't paskin like Rav Chisdin created Rav Yidi Bar Avin according to the Rashban. No, that just means that if I concede, we don't say only conceded the land and not the paper. Say if I conceded the Lagamri, but it's only if I concede. If you want to say this, maybe you could say okay, I guess I'm on my own. No one in the Masifta says this. Maybe you can say that Tosfos makes sense. There's no Migo. But then also, but I haven't lost yet. Just on that name and say Nichafi doesn't mean I'm lost, because there's also no Hodol that I was Chotei. Oh, I said I was Chotei, but that's not a Chol Sodos Balbin. So therefore, you say I'm Kaiv, I say I'm Potter. You can't prove I was Chotei, because my Hodos Balbin, not Hodos Balbin. I can't prove that it was mine all along. So we're neutral. No one can prove anything. So why do I lose? I lose because Mitokshin and Chol Shabbat Mashalim, because I'm Kaiv Shmua. And if I wasn't Kaiv Shmua, so I would win. But since I am Kaiv Shmua, I lose. Maybe you could say that. Okay. Take it or leave it.
But the kasha isn't based, the kasha that I'm arguing to isn't based on the fact that the incapacities are lost value.
What's it based on? What's it based on? Well, I'm claiming the kasha is based on that. Otherwise, what's the kasha? The kasha is we should lose even without being sure. Why should you lose? The answer is because we all agree that you're a chotei. And what I'm claiming is that
there's no way there.
Because the erech is mechayv shvua.
Yeah, if there's no way there, then in fact.
What I'm going to claim for Tosfos is that if there's no Yechad, the defendant wins even without an ego.
Yeah, because why? Because Chotri, and Chotri is not considered a Lost Balbin.
Right. So aren't we agreeing?
What I'm trying to say is that the Lost Balbin doesn't enter into the Sugya of the club.
What was Tosfos' question?
Tosfos' question is that you should be hired even without a Shul.
Why? Why should I be chayiv even without a kishua? What was Tosfos' question? Why should I be chayiv? The answer is because, after all, I admit I was hoping. Okay. All right. But that's not the way the Achronim try to defend Tosfos. How did the Achronim try to defend Tosfos? What does the Stipler say? The Stipler says a very nice lumpus. The Stipler says, this is all about the Tosheni Yochel Shavu Mashal. But Mitoshin Yochel Shav Mishalein is not just about. Okay, I think this is what I'm saying. What's the cipher saying? The cipher is saying like this. What does it mean, Mitoshin Yochel Shav Mishalein? What it means is there are two ways to look at a Yeshua. You're Chai Yeshua to me, right? What does it mean? Let's say I have an eight effort against you. You're chayav shvurim. What does it mean that you're chayav shvurim? There are two ways to look at it. One way of looking at it is just that.
What's that? Stipler has to say this.
Question was so strong it brought down the Zoom.
Maybe someone should tell them that the Zoom is down.
Okay, sorry. We had some internet problems. We're back, I hope. Okay. Okay, hopefully your internet is strong enough.
No, we don't see you.
You don't see me, okay.
Now we see you.
Okay, Ibrahim. Okay. we do have an internet power.
There's what?
There's no power on the phones.
We probably something flipped the circuit breaker. Yeah, someone probably flipped the circuit breaker. But I'm pretty sure that the electric department is locked, so we'll just try to do our best with the. With the mobile hotspot and hope the battery lasts on this computer. So far so good.
Okay, hey, I think this helps. Okay, fine, let's go. So what did the cipher say? He says, Migu de ha'aza lo arinan, because Migu is psychological. But Pesha Asar Bechuli de Ha'azarina. He doesn't say these words. But that's what he basically says. Pesha Asar is saying, even if there's no psychological backup, even if you wouldn't have remained quiet. Why? Because this is formal. Theoretically, we had on the board once, theoretically, you could have said, no, Pesha Asar, much easier to be silent. So therefore, even you would have been made to be silent, but he says it's formal. What is it? He says, because we might have shot. If we believe me half my statement, we have to believe the other half of my statement. We can't believe half me without the other half of me. Here, if we believe in Khatfi, we have to believe to be Khatfi. And if we don't believe to be Khatfi, we can't believe in Khatfi. So therefore, what is he saying? Now here's the question. Is this a case of Migo, or is this the case of Peshta Asar who a Peshta feature? Is this Migo, or is this Peshta Asar who a Peshta feature? Says, ah. That if there be no chiyuv shvua, then avad the davar pasha, did we pasha to peshiter? I say you were chatfi, and you have nothing on you. If you decide to admit in chatfi di chatfi, that's pasha to peshiter. What if there's a chiyuv shvua, right? What if I'm an edech with chiyuv shvua? Says that depends. Amitokshin yochel shava mishale. That depends on the machlokas from Rabbi Abed, Rabbi Shmuel, in what we call Chazal Shmuel LeKuyva, Chazal Shmuel LeSinai, in Shmuel's Daf in Zion. It depends on if Chiyashvua means you have to pay if you don't swear, then you basically lost. You have to pay. You have to defend yourself. If you basically lost and you have to pay, and you have to defend yourself. Then this is a mean though. You have to defend yourself. You couldn't defend yourself one way. Instead, you defend yourself the other way. But if we say if we say no, if you don't swear, you don't have to pay. What that means is you basically won. Yeah, you have to swear, but you basically won the case because a chiyuv shvua is not. Is a chiyuv shvua losing? Is a chiyuv shvua called losing or called winning? Right? What is it called if you're chayav to swear? Is that called losing or is that called winning? Is it that you won the case, just the side problem you have to swear? Or is it that you lost the case, but you can save yourself by swearing? Okay, says that's exactly what focus, mitosh en yochel l'shav mashale, or en yochel l'shav as potter. If an en yochel l'shav as potter, Rav Shmuel, then basically if you're chayav shvua, you won the case already. You just have a slide detail you have to swear. means you lost the case. Just you can turn the tide by bringing in new evidence, a new factor in swearing. Okay, I know there are other ways to look at it, but these are the and he says, now exactly it makes perfect sense. What is he saying? If mito she'eino yochel lishava mishalein, then that means that you lost until you swear. If you lost until you swear, then we're dealing with mito. What do you mean you could have said nothing? You couldn't have said nothing. You already lost the case. It ain't nothing against you. You already lost the case. You have to say something. The answer is, I could have said mo chatzvi. Instead, I said in chatzvi di chatzvi, it's amigo, and it's amigo bo amina, because this ha'aza.
Zoom go down. Zoom.
If I already won the case, then when I say in chafi, that's a pasha also pesha inter. I already won. What does pasha mean? I already won. I don't say anything. I know I have to swear. I can't not say anything. I'm chayv to swear, but I don't say anything. Bezin says you have to swear. But that's a side point. I mean, I won the case. If so, then we are dealing with a Pesha Asar. We're dealing with Pesha Asar. Pesha Asar means, basically, if I was silent, would I win or lose? Now, that's a silly question. We all know if I was silent, I would have to swear. Yeah. But the question is that called winning or losing? Do we say, I have to say something. I could have said X, I said Y, that's amigo, and therefore we don't say it. Or do we say, I could say nothing, I really won the case. I know I have to swear, that's a side problem. I really won the case, I could say nothing. When I admit something, I'm doing a pesha asar, I'm making an isser out of thin air. And it says, the stiflers, that's exactly what Rabbi Yad is saying. That answers all the questions. Why is this only to the chivshu if you don't have amigo? And why is this only to the mitoshin yoko shavu shale? Because the we really want to know if the amigo or pesha asar. Once we say the toshin yoko shavu shale, we know it's amigo. Once it's amigo, now we don't say it because ha'aza, because of yira, because it's not a good psychological argument. But lu yitzu, you're mater from a shvua, or even lu yitzu, you're chayiv a shvua. But the toshin yoko shavu would be pater, which means that being chayiv a shvua really means being pater. Then you're already potter, you already won. When you admit to the chafi, it's a pesha asur pesha yitr, and a pesha asur pesha yitr, we say, even if it's ha'aza. That's the stifler's defense of the first half of the Bali Tosfos. That's the stifler's defense of the first half of the Bali Tosfos. It's a good defense. The Rav Chaim, he says, similarly to me, again, these defenses all work for the read. The reason why I say I have no good answers is because I know the defense that works for the read and not for whoever came before him. Rav Chaim, which the stifler also brings down a little later in this piece, but then Rav Chaim, the stencil of Shas here, says a different shot. He says that the stifler, okay, just to be fair, the stifler doesn't bring it down to defend the reed. Rav Chaim does in the stencil use this too. In the stencil, Rav Chaim used this too. Defend the reed. Let me just find the go there and find the right line. Maybe not. Says Rav Chaim. One second.
No. Okay. No, okay, I'm gonna, we shouldn't bring it in yet. One more second. Yeah, okay. Now, Chaim has a very very clever shot to defend the Ri U De Ime. But we'll leave that for now. Okay, so we have two ways to defend the Ri and the Bali Tosos. Again, one way to say it's a matter of Migul Pesha Asar. That's what the Stifler says. The other way is to say maybe a little more radically that really there's no question against it in the first place because we don't consider this an admission of Chakti, even though you said Chakti, because you did not intend to concede Al Pidam Ari Ben Leif, and therefore you don't know Das Baldin, and you're only Chaya because of the Toshin Yachal Shav Mashal. The difference is, according to my answer, you're Chaya because of the Toshin Yachal Shav Mashalim per se. According to the Stiglitz answer, it's not that you're Chaya because we Toshin Yachal Shav Mashalim. It's that the fact that you're Chaya Meshua, we Toshin Yachal Shav Mashalim, means that you're on the defensive. Means that you're in a losing position. When you're in a losing position and now you want to taina something, you have to taina. And if you taina something else, that's called migo, not pesha chasar. And once the migo does a long rina, and you lose because migo does a long rina. That is the rina. Let's move on to the rest of Tosos, the next part of Tosos. Client, please. So Tosos doesn't like this. Tosos doesn't like any of these answers, apparently. Our Tosos, at least. So Tosos says, v'chein nirech shpir shripam, for sure, good migo. He doesn't agree with any of the psychology. Rabbi Abba saw her af al gav the islay migo chayav. That migo doesn't. It is a good migo, but migo doesn't help here. Why does migo not help here? Why is he chayav even though he has a good migo? Came and did him chayav shur min atora kainu adin she shavu half sheid o yishalim. Since there's an aid that b'chay shur min daraisa, the din is he has to swear to disprove the aid or he has to pay. The ain modo migli potter, amigo doesn't work. Okay, that's a very terse formulation, right? The din is he has to swear or pay, not just swear whatever he wants, swear the shuri sakayatin, swear against the aid or pay. And migo doesn't help, meaning migo just doesn't help him to get out of this chi of shua, even though it's a good migo. He doesn't explain exactly what he means. Why does migo not help him to get out of this chi of shua? And why in the ayin, migu does help him get out of the chi of shua, right? That all is something that he does not fully explain. And especially, let's think of what's the difference in here in daf ayin. Why not say over there? The din is he should pay or swear, and amigo doesn't help him, but somehow we don't say that in daf ayin. We say amigo helps him just fine. So what's the why over here does amigo not help him, and over there amigo does help him? That's a great question. Some of the Rishonim add another point to this formulation, but let me just ask you this. Let me ask you this question, right? The Rivam. First of all, what does he mean? And why isn't that true on Daf Ayin? What does the Rivam mean? And why isn't that true on Daf Ayin? Anyone?
Rabbi Lechora, Migo is a din in Torah and Vinitan, and Shmuel is a separate category all by itself. I look at you to say this is baseball and this is basketball.
Okay, Migo is a din in Tainas, and the but let's think about this. What makes this a little tricky?
let's say I have proof that you're chayav. Let's say I have proof that you're chayav mamon, and you have a migo of some kind of patri. You'd win, right? Why would a chayav shvur be more chomer than a chayav mamon? If I have two edim that you grab for me, but you somehow have a valid migo that didi chafi, you'd win. So maybe.
Such an argument would apply also to the man behind.
Right, and then also it would also apply the Gemara Daf Ayin. So what exactly is Pshat? So it's not so clear in the Rivon what Pshat is, right? It's not so clear in the Rivon what Pshat is. Let us go. Ah, so maybe there's something unique here because it's the Shvua of Eid Echad. Maybe the Shvua of Eid Echad is different. Why is the Shvua of Eid Echad different than anything else? What does Rashba say? Okay, great. So maybe there's something unique about Eid Echad because Eid Echad, now the Gemara never said this exactly. The Gemara says, there's some parallel. Whenever two Eidim Mechayim Mamon, one Eid is Mechayim Yishua. That the Gemara says many, many places in Shas. The Gemara says in other non non-Torah context that whenever the Torah believes in Eid Echad, he's like two, right? In Sota, in Eglar Rufa, and some other Drabana context, maybe you could sort of put all this together and say, you know what? When there's an Eid Echad who comes for Shvua, he's really like two Eidim. I don't think he's like two. Like a lot of Rishonim, when they say over the Rivam, they say he's like two Eidim. That can mean different things. You could just, that could be a flowery expression. Oh, he's like to aid him, meaning that he wins the case. Or it could mean, no. And then you would say, well, Mix is also like to aid him, and everyone who wins is like to aid him. But maybe we mean something more specific, right? What does the Rivam say? The Rivam says, Dinhu Shei Shava O Yeshaleh Velo Mehani Migo. But we're not exactly sure what he means. So maybe it has something to do with being two Eidim. What does the Rashba say? When the Rashba, at the end of the parak, he goes back at it something. In the modern day Rashbas, they were nice and they put it right here. Odsham. Odsham means at the end of the day, he says, also over there, I have another horror about Nasa Graviyava. Yeshli Od Lomar. Masha Inu Nemeshru Chamor Misham Migu Di Boy Omer Lochat. Fi Hanu Time. And Shem Shamish Lomri and Migu Makam Eidim. Hachanami is lemir lemirim makom eid echad. Okay, migub makom eidim. We don't say migub makom eidim. And eid echad is like eidim. Okay, it's a big chiddush. Eid echad is like eidim. So maybe pshat is, what did the Rashba say? Right? It doesn't sound like that's the Rambam saying, I must admit. Right? It says that dinhu, you have to do this, do that. It doesn't say migub makom eidim. It says the Rashba. Now here, it's migub and makom eidim, because here I'm filling in for him, right? Because eid echad is like shnei eidim, or perhaps he didn't say that. He says, okay, eid echad like shnei, that must say. Eid echad like shnei eidim. What I might add is that maybe the point is, and eid echad is like shnei eidim, until I swear and take him down. Okay. Eid echad is like shnei eidim, migub makom eidim lo rina, as opposed to here, right? It's not in makom eidim. What is the problem with this Rashba? Right? Why did everyone not say this Rashba? Because usually, what do we think migo makom eidim lo rina means? We don't say migo. What do we usually mean by migo makom eidim? We don't say migo against eidim. You don't say migo disproves eidim, right? If the eidim say yes, right? Okay, the eidim say that it was your father's. And Amai Migo says it was my father's. Migo doesn't beat Adam. Over here, the Migo is not against the Adam. The Aid says he grabbed, and the Migo agrees that he grabbed. Just says, Didi Chata. So it's a big Chiddush. Not only, remember we have this Chiddush, we discussed it once. Maybe this is the Chiddush that not only do we not say Migo to contradict an Aid. Here, the Migo is not contradicting the Aid. The Migo is just doing an end run around the Aid. Just bring in another factor. Not only do we not say migo to contradict an aid, we don't even say migo when there are aidim involved. When there are aidim involved, we don't even say migo to do an end run around the aid. Obviously, you have to use common sense to draw the line someplace. If there are aidim involved, that have nothing whatsoever to do with what we're discussing now. I can still use a migo at some point. There's a, like a separate inyan, at some point, the same inyan. But this is a big chiddush, and this is a big chiddush that Sma seems to hold. All the achrim don't like the Sma. Sma asked a different question. Or not a question. Sma says, according to the Rivam, I mean, we don't know exactly what he, but that's what it sounds like. He says, the first of all, Sma also says the Rivam is Migum Makam Edom, right? Havali Migum Makam Edom, right? But what does he say? Vitam de Kevin de Echad Meira Meid, Zeinu Machisho. Since an Edom has made it, I don't deny him. I don't swear against him. El Aton Tana Chiris, I just bring another Tana, I do an end run around him. Havali Migum Makam Edom, that's called Migum Makam Edom. It's a big, finish the Sma, right? The Rashba and the Sma. It's a big finish. I thought Migum Makam Edom means I use Migum to say the Edom is wrong. But if I use Migum to say the Edom is right, but I have a different point, is that Migum Makam Edom? We wouldn't have thought so. But there's a big finish that maybe it's a minority shita, that Migum Makam Edom doesn't mean Migum can't say an Edom is wrong. It means that when there's Edom involved, we don't even use the rule of Migo. The rule of Migo, the lower forms of Bira are only used when we don't have a higher form of Bira. When we have a higher form of Bira, we don't go to the lower form of Bira. And that's a that's the tremendous Kiddush. The smaller Kiddush is that, and Edech is like Shnei Edom, until proven otherwise. What the big Kiddush? The big Kiddush is Kiddush. There's two Kiddushim, right? What are the two Kiddushim? The two Chidushim, right? This is Chidush 1. Then the Echad counts as Edom. We would have thought, man, an Echad is nothing. It's just like a Havamina, Lingus HaSafik, the Allah. You know, it just makes us curious, so we ask you to swear. No, the Echad is a proof. It's like Shnei Edom. The only difference is Shnei Edom you can't get out of. And an Echad you can get out of by swearing. Meaning, Shnei Edom, even if I swear they're both lying, I'm an idiot, and we believe them. Eid Echad, if I swear he's lying already, we said maybe he's not so Eishkahalim. But while the Eid Echad is on theory to consider an Eid, and what's the bigger Kiddush? The bigger Kiddush is this, and this is, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, on the side of Shulchan Aruch, everyone says they don't know what the Sma is talking about. But the Sma is just very explicit. Even though I'm trying to say something that's not against the Eidim, that just gets around the Eid, that's called Miyo Makam Eidim. That's a tremendous chiddush. The achronim, if you look right there, Shulchan Aruch 7, hey, they all go ballistic on the Sma. But the bigger chiddush is that migu b'makom edim lo arinan, not just to disprove edim, but any case where edim are relevant. If edim are relevant, we don't use migo. It's really downgrading migo. Whenever edim are relevant, we don't use migo. It's not just that migo can't beat the edim in a head-on fight. No, if there are edim, we don't use migos. Migos are the kind of things we only use when there are no edim. Okay, big chiddush, double chiddush. It actually counts as edim and a very radical formulation, migo makom edim. But of course, that would explain why there's no migo here very nicely. And obviously, we have no habamina that has anything to do with daf ayin. Lemaisa, I saw this. Yeah, it's back. Okay. Yes. Get that computer pretty there. I saw this, and I thought this. Then I saw Rishon Lishkov also said it. That another way of formulating this would be similar to the famous, perhaps infamous, Rashbam on daf lam beizav beizav shor zayfa. What does Rashbam say by Shtar Zayfa? If you remember, right? This is the famous Koach HaTaina Rashbam. This is, you know, sort of the best Koach HaTaina Raya. He said that, I can't say Migo, I could have said it's an authentic Shtar. Believe me that I had another Shtar. Because once I admit the Shtar is Mezuyev, the Cheft of Shtar disappears. Once the Cheft of Shtar disappears, now there's no Shtar and I no longer have any Koach. Right? Maybe you can say the same thing here. I actually found this from Shimon Shkop right here in Bava Basra. I don't know what simon, because there's different versions of Shimon Shkop, and I can never keep track of the simonim. But maybe you could say like this. You know what? Let's say I want to accept the Kiddush and Eid Echad counts as Shnei Edom. But I'm not willing to go so far as to say, that migo makom edom lo minon means that I can't even say amigo to say something that just gets around the idiom. I can't say amigo against the idiom. But lahora, 99% of Farshim think against this man, against this rash of the idiom, I say amigo to get around the idiom. But maybe you could say, yam yesh lomar al pi rashban, that long base on base. And I also found this in Rishon Mishkan, right? Right. Okay, Shimon, that means Rishon Mishkan, the tellers amongst us. The Rebbe would not be happy. The you could say like this, just like the star in that daflam base, there's a chetz of shnei edim. If I don't contradict the aid, there's a chetz of edus here. If I do swear against the aid, I've destroyed that chetz. And what are we saying here? What we're saying here is if you assume that a kohatayin approach to migo, then what are you saying? You're saying that until I swear that aid echad is a chetzushal edus, the mura. Yeah, and aid echad is not rei kishnayim. The aid echad is two aid until I swear to take him down. I can destroy the Avis, but that's not a kohat taina. I don't have a taina. I don't have a taina that could win. I have a way to change the chetzas involved. I could destroy this Avis. Basically, I could destroy the chetzashal Avis and then win. But that's not a kohat my taina. That's just a possibility of changing the Avis. There's no such thing as a migo. I couldn't change the Avis. The migo is only if my taina wins. And what I'm basically saying is, until I swear they, and therefore, I have no koach ha-taina to win. I just have an ability to destroy the chetzushal edus. You see how there's a bit of a flip side of the Rashbam. They're an ability to not destroy something, right? Basically, I could eliminate this chetzushal edus by swearing and knocking out the eid echad. But that's not a koach of my taina. That's a koach of changing the edus. I have no koach of taina to win as long as the edus exists. So again, this is a very formal. It's like I'm playing word games here. That's why, you know, this is not a psychologically, could I have won? I could have won. Point is, formally, I couldn't have won with a winning taina. Because what taina means to eid? I could have undermined the edim. Saying I could have undermined the chetzushal edus is not saying I have a koach ha-taina. That's saying I have a koach to undermine the chetzushal edus. It's as if I were to say, now, this is a big thing. I could have, you know, I could have burned your shtaros before you came to court, so believe me, amigo. That's not a koach ha-taina. I could have changing the evidence, not a koach ha-taina. That's the point. Changing the evidence, the outside evidence is not koach ha-taina. And the chiddush here is that shvuas eid echad is not an enhanced taina, but an undermining of the eid echad. This is a big fish. What you were saying is that found the Rosh Hashanah. I thought it made sense. That shvuas eid echad is not like I have to swear, like, oh, okay, I have to swear because I need an enhanced taina, not just the taina, taina with the shvuah. Shvuas eid echad means it's a new way of learning shvuas eid echad. And eid echad is two eidim until I undermine him with the shvuah. And that's the way some of the Rishonim sound here, right? If you look at the Ramban and others here, and even the Rashba before this piece, what? Right, is that the...
What you have to do is contradict the error. That's how you
Right, okay. He doesn't, you know.
He doesn't use the fancy language.
Right, now he does say, Migo Makom Eidim, which is why I think maybe he's trying to say something else.
But he's making an analogy. In the same way that Migo Makom Eidim
works with Gabi Mamo. So maybe there's no grasping. I'm just going to write this over more pointedly. More pointedly, the Kiddush, Bidim, Shmuas, Eid Echad. Shmuas, Eid Echad is not an enhanced taina, but undermines the Eid Echad who otherwise would be Kishnayim. Come on.
Doesn't that take a position on the question of what the role of the school is, the chakir that makes it before?
Yes. And this is this unique shita. I don't know what the role of Shvuah is more than mitzvahs, but in Shvuah Eid Echad, the role of the Shvuah is to take away the status of the Eid Echad. He's Kishnayim until I swear to bring him down. It's almost like it passes the Chepta Shal Eidus. What's an Eid Echad? Zero Eidim is zero. Two Eidim is two. One Eid is like two if I don't impugn him, but if I impugn him by swearing against him, then he's not hush of anything. Correct.
But it's also saying that the purpose of it was to win. Not just one.
Absolutely, 100 million%. Correct. It's just going even further, perhaps. And therefore, if you say Koach HaTaina, if you say Migul Midin Koach HaTaina, then there's no Migul because my Taina has no koach. Oh, I could have won. Yeah, but I couldn't have won by my time having koach. I could have won by destroying your Edom. My time has no koach. Just that I could have undermined your Edom. To say I could have undermined your Eidim, that's not koach ha-taina. That's like the Rashbam saying, I could have not passed my shtar. Okay, but if I did pass my shtar, that's a fact. There's a chet of Eidus. If there's a chet of Eidus, I have no koach ha-taina against the chet of Eidus. I could have destroyed the chet of Eidus, that's not koach ha-taina. That's destroying Eidus. And obviously over here, let me say, there's no, over here, Shvuas HaShomrim is just a regular Kiyum Shvuah and is part of my Taina. When it comes to Shvuas HaShomrim or Shvuas Mudim Mitzvahs, that's a regular Kiyum Shvuah part of my Taina. But when it cuts part of Taina is you say or you swear. Only when it comes to Eid Echad, maybe. So what we're suggesting here, basically, is that maybe Shavuos Eid Echad is unique. Right? Eid Echad is different. Why is Shavuos Eid Echad different? Somehow Eid Echad is Kishnayim. Either Eid Echad is Kishnayim and a big Kiddush in Migul Makom Eidim L'Aminan, or Eid Echad is Kishnayim, and therefore, I don't have a Koach HaTaina against Kishnayim. I could have taken away your shnayim. But once your shnayim, I have no koach ha-taina, I have koach to destroy Eidus. Koach to destroy Eidus, not koach ha-taina. It's a little formal. But that's one way of saying that Shavuos Eid Echad is unique. However, it's not so posh that Shavuos Eid Echad is unique. One thing for sure, the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam, when he applies Nasta to Rabbi Abba, he applied to Rabbi Abba to many scenarios he envisions of Eid Echad. I hope I'm not mistaken. That's a different point. Okay, no, let me leave that for now. Maybe we'll see if there's time to get back to him. And Yeah. Okay. Let's leave that for now. However, there's another possibility, right? This is all fancy lumdus in Shavuos Eid Echad. What could you say? You could say, no, it's not fancy lumdus in Shavuos Eid Echad. It's just Pshuto Gemasha. It's just, you know, especially in Tosfos, you didn't even say anything about Eid Echad being like Shnayim. It's not Eid Echad like Shnayim. The Rivam doesn't say it's like Shnayim, does he? In our Tosfos? I know, in the Rashba, in the Ramban, he does. We do Lashon. Okay. Yeah, many of you are showing Sfarad. He brought down his Echad is like Shnayim until proven otherwise. Right. Where is this part? Yeah, he asked the question. And he says, the Rivon says, okay, that didn't say any parts of the words. He said, like Artosis, Shavuos Eid Echad Tashlumin Nidhu. Okay, interesting. Shavuos Eid Echad Tashlumin Nidhu. Shavuos Eid Echad Tashlumin, what does he say? In Shavuos Eid Echad, I'm chayav to swear or pay. If I'm chayav to swear or pay, it doesn't help me to use a migo. What does it mean if I'm chayav to swear or pay? It doesn't help me to use a migo. What is he, what's the Rivam trying to say? So interestingly, so says Rav Elchanan here, what does it mean? You could say it means Eid Echad Arika Shnayim, something fancy is Shnei Eidim. But if you don't say that, what do you have to say? So again, says the Rav Elchanan here. He says, "What do you mean?" Why isn't he believed amigo? He has to swear or pay, but he can't use amigo. What do you mean he has to swear or pay, but he can't use a amigo? Not to mention the fact that he doesn't really explain very well what the difference is between here and daf ayin. But maybe you could say that, says Rav Chanan, in the first in migo, sheish lan emana shel atayna ha'acheres, asi shaper, kolz man shlo nistalika idal nishfur, kenegda aria kishnayim idim shachat v'adayin lo emana liton shlo chataf, elosh ilo yanishba yimstalika aid. That sounds a little like what I was saying. Ava azishkadish lo kochan emana liton shlo chataf, but came in shenamach she'id shu kishnayim v'adayin ein lo emana shlo mer lo chatafti, efter li hemnu be migo. What is it? I don't know. What are you going to tie in the refund here? Why is it that I'm not named Migo? Again, his lashon is, unless you want to say one of the pshat we have in the word, those are both very radical. Again, let me read it. Shapir Shivam, the Ba, they have a Migo, the Haki Patri, Rabbi Shmuel, the Nem, Mishwur, the Migo, the Bar, the Patri, Rabbi Abba Summer, Abbi Abba Wesley, is the Migo Chai, the Chimidi, Ket Echim, Chai, Mishwur, and a Torah, Kachwa, Dinshi, Shavel, Hach, the Eid, O Yishalim. Could mean Shavel, Shach, the Eid, Yishalim. He's like two Eidim until I swear. But it sounds a little more like, and that's definitely the way you were shown him when they asked, what's the difference between here and Daf Ayin? Well, right, the Irenio says, what's the difference between here and Daf Ayin? The Tosos Rosh, the Shidu, says, what's the difference here and Daf Ayin? And they're Rochanis says, what's in here in Daf Ayin? They don't say Shavuos Eid Echad is unique. Sounds like this is a general din in Chiyuv Shvuah. What does it mean? It means that Chiyuv Shvuah is a Chiyuv Shvuah is, let's say like this. How do you give me a second. Okay. If Chiyuv Shvuah meant that I have to clarify my position and enhance my tiny with the Shvuah, then let me say it a little better. Um, Let me say this a little better. Let's start with Rini Yonah.
By the way, Tosfos Rosh and Tirgueta said the exact same thing. Says Rini Yonah here, right? V'din shvush is chiva Torah kachi. O yishava shvush chiva Torah, o yishali. Like the Rivam says, either swear or pay, right? So what about the ayin? Why not say either swear or pay?
So what does the Rini Yonah say? And so this is Rashi, the real Rini Yonah. What's the difference here and there?
He says, Kevan shachal chiyav shvua, din hu sheyishava o yishalein, below mahani migo.
Okay, so why don't we say the same thing with ayin? Once there is a fee of shvua, you have to swear or pay, and migo doesn't help. What does Rini Yonah answer? What's the difference? From the Rini Yonah, what's the difference in here in daf ayin? Remember, that's the real question. What's the difference in here in daf ayin?
No shvua, no chiyuv.
Exactly. That over here,
lo chal chiyuv shvua adayin. Well, over here is it has something to do with the Shia being a chal. And this is the Rini Yonah. The fear of being a Yonah and the Tosfos Rosh. Sorry, I'm dropping down on the chorus, but he said the exact thing as Rini Yonah, right? The Masifta said Tosfos Rosh says the same as Rini Yonah. Good argument, Tosfos Rosh really likes very Rini Yonah. The rest really like following Rini Yonah. It says over here, you're already chayiv shvuah. As soon as the Echad says chataf, you're chayiv shvuah. Now you're trying to get out of the chayiv shvuah. To get out of the chayiv shvuah, you have to swear or pay. Migo doesn't help. In the case in daf ayin, I say, where's my pikadon? You're not chayiv chayiv shvuah. You're only chayiv shvuah to shomer when you say nes. Until you say nes, so you're not chayiv. We just don't know. The chayiv shvuah is not chal. So you say a tzarti. When you say Zarti Migu Denensu, you're using a Migu before the Chiyuv Shvuah is Chal. In our so you're using a net Migu after the Chiyuv Shvuah is Chal. That's the difference. Migu before the Chiyuv Shvuah is Chal or Migu after the Chiyuv Shvuah is Chal. Now, what difference does it make if the Chiyuv Shvuah is already Chal or the Chiyuv Shvuah wasn't already Chal? That they don't explain. Once the Chiyuv Shvuah is Chal, swear or pay, too late for Migos. If the Chiyuv Shvuah wasn't Chal yet, you can still make a Migu. I could have said this and then had a Chiyuv Shvuah. So instead, I'll say this and take a shvua. Right.
But you might have a chiyuv shvua, but you have a chiyuv l'shalim. The shomer has a chiyuv. He has one way or the other, he has a chiyuv.
No, we haven't decided that yet. After all, you say where's my pikadon, and I haven't answered yet. Until I answer, I only have a chiyuv anything until I answer.
If there's a pikadon, you have to give it back at some point.
What if I say you never gave me a pikadon? What if I say I gave you back the tunnel? I don't have any fee of money. If I say then, so then there's a special source of jump the shayam. Right? But until I say that, so now what's the difference between if it was already chal or it wasn't chal, according to this Rebum, right? The way, okay, once a chishu is chal, maybe it's not unique to Erechad. So if it was unique to Erechad, they wouldn't have to say it's different whether it's chal or it's not chal. Mm-hmm. Nothing unique to Erechad, right? It's general. If this is a din of general chiyuv shvuah, right? Not unique to one type of chiyuv shvuah. What's the svara here? But what's the svara here? Why would it be that once the shvuah is chal, it's too late to say migo? And here, I think Rohan is right. If you're looking at migo as a psychological umdana, I don't see what difference it makes if the chiyuv was already chal or not. If I was a liar, I would say this and swear. So believe me to say this and swear. What difference does it make if the chiyuv shvuah was already chal or if the chiyuv shvuah wasn't chal yet? You know, I don't see what difference that should make. But if I mean,
Bring this as a riot to those, all of those nafminas we did.
Yes, I think that's exactly what Rohanan says. What's the svara? The svara is kachatayna. As far as kachatayna, what do we mean here by What do we mean here by kohataina? Here, okay, one could perhaps go in different ways, but the
can't this be an extension of towing or closer to towing? The tina, you make a tina, or there's a fact on the ground already, then you can't come back and do anything.
When I've already, when I'm already chayiv, I can't tine that anymore. No, but that's that I can't change my tine. Here, I'm not changing. Remember, we're not agreeing to
tine. I'm not saying changing, but you already have a fact.
Once you, but I'm not sure that's true in general. I'm not sure that's true in general. What does he want to say? He wants to say this. He wants to say this. And tell him, wants to say, in the ayin, I'm neman lit on nensu. I believe to tain a nensu. I have been admonis to say nensu. Once I've been admonis to, now, if I said nensu, I'd be chayav a shua. But I have the admonis to say nensu, just I would have end up in chayav a shua. Okay, so I swear anyway. Neman lit on nensu. Ella, she is chadesh alav chiyuv shvua. But in daf lamed daled, are ain't no nema lit on vochatvi. She kvar nischayav l'shalem o lishava. I'm not chayav in that kid. I'm not neman anymore to say lochatvi. It's not like, oh, Kochamel, I couldn't say lochatvi. No, I can't say lochatvi. Because I'm already chayav to either swear lochatvi or to pay. In that ayin, now again, psychologically this makes no difference. It's only a formal difference. But I think formally it's a difference. In that ayin, I am neman stay nensu, that's what he says. Just, what's his lashon? Give me a second. Right. Yesh lo koch nemanus. After a fall, yolo ye neman hain mishum dag detayis kashul ki yeshua. In that case, I have no one to say nemanus. Just then I would have a ki yeshua. But I have no one to say nemanus. Then I'll have to deal with the ki yeshua. Over here, once the ki yeshua is chal, now I have no more nemanus to say, and now I have no more nemanus to say lo chatvi, because the chiyushu was already chalim me, already lost my nemanus. Again, it's very formal. What's the difference with
chalim? Maybe I'll do this kind of
I'll get into a problem, but I have nemanus. In the other case, I already lost my nemanus. The difference between already losing your nemanus and having your nemanus, which then something else will make you lose. Again, from a formal perspective, perhaps we can understand this difference, even though from a practical perspective, it's really the exact same thing. That's the way Rabbi Chanan reads the Rivan.
However, can't you read the Rivan that even if I have nemanus, it doesn't help? I mean, let's say I'm even neman, but nemanus doesn't help to be both to mishmua.
The nemanus doesn't help to be. But why doesn't Nemanus help to be put to Yeshua?
It's a concept. The Torah says you have to be Machish the Eid.
I don't understand. Let's say there were two Eidim and I was Chayiv Mamon. Could I use a Migo to get out of that Chayiv Mamon? Yes.
There's a
concept. If two Eidim said Chakfi and I had a Migo that did be Chakfi, I would win.
There's a concept.
One Eid says Chakfi and I have a Migo that did be Chakfi. Why is that any worse?
Because they have a Xeris HaKasuf here, the Dinim Shavua.
Okay, that's basically what the stipend just said. Once the Torah says Chayv Shvua, you lost your nemanus. The difference between my nemanus will get into trouble later. Right. Okay. Fair. Give me a second. I want to say this a little differently. I'll tell you, I want to say this a little differently. I like the idea of the Rivan, But it's very, very formal, this idea. Even this Rav Chanan is like, oh, it depends if it was chal already or if it wasn't chal already. If it was already chal, I know Joel keeps saying, well, once it's chiyuv shvur, you can't get out of it with the miko. And I keep saying that I don't know what he means by that, because if me, because I always have the right to say, you know what? I'm chayav to swear I'm a vater. I just admit that I took it, but I'll win for a different reason. I can't imagine just some kind of shvur that I can't say I'm a vater. I admit you're right, and I'll win for a different reason. Like, why would a chayav shvur be worse than a chayav ma'on? Is very one second.
Is the chayav shvur saying that you have no nemunas? The Torah says you have no nemunas.
I have no nemunas, or I only have nemunas with a shvur. It's really so hard for me to swallow. That if you had two eidim, there's chotek. If I had a migo, it would work. Once you have one eidim, I'm chotek b'chayav shvur. Now I can't use a migo anymore. It's just a little hard for me to say it. I think Rivam is saying no. I think what the Rivam is saying is that once I'm chayav shvua, I no longer have the migo that I could have said more. Migo doesn't help me to get out of this. Migo doesn't help me to get out of this thief. Why is migo not a pathway that's available to me?
It's not just some shvur.
But why can't I just say I accept the aid? I'm more than the aid. I accept the aid, and now I want to make a different taina. What takes away my right to make a different taina? That's what I don't get. What takes away the right to make a different taina?
Because
the right to make different tainas. I should have the right to say I'm more than the aid, and I'm making a different taina. I can't believe that just because I don't understand. You sue me, It just, think about it. It doesn't make any sense. You sue me, for $1 million, and you. Okay, here it's. I'm not gonna give a good counterexample. Common sense dictates. La'aniyas dati. Common sense dictates that. Common sense dictates that if you have one aid that says chatvi, I have the right to say, fine, I admit chatvi, I'm just going to bring up a different taina. And you can't say, now you're chayav to swear. I could say, I don't want to swear, I admit the aid is right. Can't I just admit the aid is right without, can I admit you're right without swearing? I can admit you're right without swearing.
That's exactly the whole question of Tosfos in the first place.
But it's as far as I can make you right.
But that's exactly the first place. Why can't we just forget about this happiness of Tati and be related to the Tati?
I understand. And you want to say what the Rebbe is saying is that once I'm Chayav Shvua, I can't just say I admit you're right and I'm bringing up another taina.
Right. Either with or Mishalim.
That's what the Rebbe
is saying. That is what the Rebbe is saying. I just don't know what he means by that. Why does the Migo not help? Why does the Migo not help anymore? Let me see if I can put it this way. Again, I don't think we're going to be able to get out of Koch HaTaina in some sense here, because let's be very honest. If I had proved Didi Chatvi, everyone agrees I would win, no? Everyone agrees I would win if I could prove Didi Chatvi. Let's say I had Edom at Didi Chatvi, everyone agrees I would win. Right? Everyone agrees I'd win if I proved that Didi Chatvi, if I'm a star, if I have, everyone agrees if I could prove Didi Chatvi, I would win, no matter what one does you say about Shua. If I prove Didi Chatvi, I would win. So Scott says, I can prove the Michal with the Migo. No, Migo doesn't help here. But why doesn't Migo help here? If Migo is a proof and I proved the Michal, then I should win.
You can only do two Eidim, though. You can only be Machish and Heidechad with two Eidim, or a star, which is two Eidim.
If I can prove, I should be correct.
Migo should allow you to give you the plus rate of being Mishpa.
Okay, let me say it. Let's say it over a little this way, because I see our time is running out, and it's a very, very difficult tosas, we admit. It's a very tricky tosas. But I want to say what I think is a very simple shot, actually, which take the Rivam in a different direction than Rav Yehuda and the Tosas Rush, right? Meaning, basically, the direction that the Rashba and the Sma and the Rav Shimon Shkop took is basically that, you know, here's the Yesod, Shavuos Eid Echad is different. Or you could say, no, all Shavuos are the same. The only difference is with the Shavuos Chal or when it wasn't Chal. When the Shavuos was Chal, then it takes where you call Hataina. When the Shavuos wasn't Chal, then you still have Koach HaTaina. Okay, but I want to say maybe this will make us a little happier. Maybe this will. Is that, let's take the Rebun in a different direction. I want to say the Rebun based on maybe what's the sheet of the Rambam. Basically, what do I want to say? And then we'll have to leave the rest of our discussion for next time. But I'm going to say Shavuos HaShomrim is shiny. Shavuos HaShomrim is different. Not that Shavuos Eid Echad is different, some magic to Eid. Shavuos HaShomrim is different. Shavuos HaShomrim is a different kind of Shavua than Shavuos Eid Echad and Motiv Mitzvahs. Not that Shavuos Eid Echad is unique because Eid Echad Rivka Shnayim. Again, the Gemara says Eid Echad Rivka Shnayim, but not in our context. That's the Chiddush of one Pshat. And not that all Shavuos are the same, it just depends if it was Chal or if it wasn't Chal. What I want to say is that maybe you could say the Rivam Alpi, the Rambam, or at least the Rambam, according to the Nesivos and many, many others, if you think about it, well, let's just think about this for one second. Shavuos Eid Echad. What evidence do I have that you're wrong? That's meant to be a trivial question. Shavuos Eid Echad, what evidence do I have that you owe me money? An Eid Echad, right? I have a tiny, you have a tiny, there's an Eid Echad. Shavuos Modim Mimiktas. What evidence do I have that you owe me money? Modim Mimiktas, and I have a taina against you, right? A taina? A taina is Barian or Dov Mimiktas, right? Shavuos HaShomrim, I give you a bicycle to wash, to watch you say it was stolen. What evidence do I have that you're wrong? Really nothing. I have no evidence that you're wrong, right? There's no, what evidence, either it got stolen or it didn't get stolen. I don't even have a tainus bari. There's not even a taina against you. There's no aid, there's no taina, there's nothing against you in Shavuos Eid Echad. Shavuos Eid Echad, Shavuos HaShomrim, I have nothing on you. Okay, interesting question. Shavuos HaShomer is funny because there's no evidence against you. Eid Echad, there's really good evidence against you. Eid Echad. Modim Mimiktas, there's a tainus bari of the other guy, right? Without a tainus bari, there's no Modim Mimiktas. The Shavuos Modim Mimiktas, that's clear. And Hodav Mimiktas, which gives Reglayim Ledover to his taina. Shavuos HaShomer, all we really have is a suffix. All we really have is a suffix. We really have no evidence against you. Okay, that's interesting. An interesting factor to note, right? Interesting factor to note. The question is, does that make any difference or does that not make a difference? Says the Rambam, the famous Rambam. I know we didn't deal with all the Rambams yet. The famous Rambam in Perek Beis of the Torah Minita on Halacha Dalit. What does he say? He says that in a case where you're my shomer and you're chashud and you can't swear. Shrus a shomer, you're chashud, you can't swear. And I also can't swear because I don't know. I say, where's my bicycle? You say it was stolen. I say, swear, you can't swear because you're chashud al shvua. I can't swear and collect because I wasn't there. I don't know what happened to my bicycle. Says the Rambam, you're potter. Okay, the Magen says that's reasonable because, you know, otherwise, they lived to herself. Any guy who's chashud, all of a sudden, people give him pikdonos and they take advantage, maybe. Okay. It says, mitoch shen yachol shava is potter in this case. Why is he potter in this case? The Rambam toiminitan beizdal. Mitoch shen yachol shava is potter in the case of shvus hashomer. Sorry, in this case, where you're chashud and I don't know. There's a machlokes why. Machlokes in the shach and the nesivas, why he's potter. Rambam toing b'mitan beis dalid shomer chashud ramapkid eino yudea potter. If the mapkid knows and the mapkid swears and collects. Okay. We talk shen yichle shava potter. Why? Says the shach, because mitoch she'enu yachal ishava is potter. If there's no tainus bari, without a tainus bari, we don't say mitoch she'enu yachal ishava mashali. And therefore, says the shach, likewise, there's an eid echad, and you're a chashid, and I don't know, then you're potter. Okay, mitoch she'enu yachal ishava is only chayav. Because the time is boring, not to the chiyuv shvua, big chish. Chiyuv shvua doesn't create mitoch she'enu yachol ishava mashalim, only time is boring creates mitoch she'enu yachol ishava mashalim. That's the chiddush of the shach. Right?
Doesn't the Rambam say that explicitly?
No, the Rambam says if I have a time is boring, I can be nishva and no tell.
Come chiyuv shvua me'atorah, time is a bada. The whole din of
no, but continue. He doesn't say Mishalim. Yeah, anyone who has a time is Vaday and is Chashud, the other guy is Mishpah Minotel. That's not talking about Mikhail or Pasha, that's Mishpah Minotel. We're asking, I mean, that's Pasha. If the other guy was a Bari, he could be Mishpah Minotel. But there are two ways of reading this. The way the Shach reads it is because without a Bari, there's no Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is only the Bari. But the nice thing should be Mishpah Minotel. But Nesivus reads it as no. If he's Bari, he can be Nishba with no tell because he has the practical ability to be Nishba. If he's not Bari, then he can't be Nishba with no tell. Then he's either Chayv or Potter. What he is has not, is depends on something else. So the Nesivus would read that that's when he's Nishba with no tell, but that doesn't tell us when he's Chayv or Potter. Says, and that's a big chiddush. The Rav in their Shema Shirim says, and Shavuos says, what's Pshat here? What's Pshat in the Shach? But the Shach is basically saying that a Chiyuv Shvua doesn't create Mitoch She'enu Yachol Ishava Mashalim. Only a Chiyuv Shvua plus the Tainus Bari creates Mitoch She'enu Yachol Ishava Mashalim. Right? That's what the Shach is saying. If I have an Eidechel against you, but I don't have a Tainus Bari, again, obviously we're assuming that we pass given an Eidechel and Chiyuv Shvua without Tainus Bari. If I have an Eidechel against you, there's no Mitoch She'enu Yachol Ishava Mashalim. Only if I have an Eidechel and a Tainus Bari. So the Rav says, what's Pshat? So the Rav says, in the Shach, we see an entirely new Perush, and he tells you, you know, Hoshav and Mishali. This is a big Kiddush. The Chiyuv Shvua Eino Goren Letashlumen. Because the Chiyuv Shvua Letashlumen, then whether time is boring or not, time is boring. Ella. But rather in the Chi of Shavua, and this is similar from what you just said, Chi of Shavua, Mashma Uso, She'ein lo zechus lit on li Shavua, it basically undermines his taina. Chi of Shavua means you can't give a taina without a Shavua. Ah. If you can't give a taina without a shvua, that means your taina is not a taina. If your taina is not a taina, then do you automatically lose and have to pay? Only if the other guy's taina is a taina. Right?
the M came kindly shava M Latoveya Yesh Taina Ulanitba Ain. Okay, this is a big chiddush in the shah. Again, what are we saying here? The Rambam says that your potter in a shomer whose chashad is potter from paying. We don't see mitoch sheni yochel shav mashali. Why? Why don't we see mitoch sheni yochel shav mashali? Says the shach. It's really based on the Magen Mishnah there. Says the shach because there's no time is buried. You know what? It has nothing to do with a shomer. Shvus Eidach also, we wouldn't say Mitoch Sheni Yochel Shav Mashali if the other guy didn't have a Tainus Bari. Why not? So, truth is, you can say in a Lundish way or in a non-Lundish way. The Lundish way is that, that the Rav says, I'm running out of room here. The one way is the rub. The rub says, because shur doesn't mean you lose. Shur just means you have no right to taina without a shur. So you, if you don't, until you swear, you have no taina. So if you're chassid, you have no taina. Does someone without a taina lose? Well, if neither of them has a taina, he doesn't lose. But if the tovei has a taina, but doesn't, then he loses. So it's only if the tovei has a taina. Not if the tovei is shema. You could also explain this in a more practical way, which is that when someone's chassid, they made a takana drabanan to move the shvua onto the tovei to be nishpa menotel. If the tovei is a shema, it's sort of his fault he can't be nishpa menotel, and therefore he deserves to lose. Okay, but that's the shach. The nesiva says differently. Okay, we're going to have to sort of stop in the middle. Says the nesivos, he says a tremendous longus. Says the nesivos, he says shvuas hashomrim shani. Shvuas hashomrim is different. What does he mean? Shvuas Hashomrim is different. He said, in Shvuas Hashomrim, we don't see mitoch sheni yochel shav mashalim. We only see mitoch sheni yochel shalim. We shav mashalim. In Shvuas Eidecha, the motive makes us. Not in Shvuas Hashomrim. We know we say by Shvuas Eidecha. That's our Gemara. We know we say by motive makes us. That's the Drasha Tosos quotes of Shvuas Hashem Tiyeh Bein Shneiem Velo Bein Yorshim, which is darshan to mean that if I say you owe me 100 and you admit 50 and say you don't know the other 50, you have to pay. Because now you're trying to mix up the other 50, and since you can't swear, because you say you don't know, you have to pay. Okay, by Shvus HaShomer, it never says in Shas, but when we talk to any of the Shalom, by Shvus HaShomer. Yeah, don't confuse me. I don't mean a Shomer who Modem Mitzvah. The Shomer says, here's one bicycle, and I deny you gave me the other bicycle. That's Modem Mitzvah. I mean a Shomer who says, Nemsu, Gneva, Avenda. Says there's no Mitok Shani of the Shabbat and Shalim by Shvus HaShomer. Why not? Because Shvus Modem Mitzvah is based on evidence against you. If there's evidence against you and you can't swear, you pay. Shvus Eidecha is based on evidence. If evidence against you, you can't swear, you pay. Shvus HaShomer is not based on evidence against you. What evidence against you? There's no evidence against you. Why is the Shomer Chayiv to pay? There are two main theories out there. Why is the Shomer Chayiv to pay?
Carelessness. Didn't do his duty.
But how do we know? Maybe he did. He claims he did. So one theory, which the Nesiva says, bid a dummy. He might have a mistaken judgment. I mean, dome. Meaning, it's not a matter of lying. It's that it's very subtle whether it's your fault that it got destroyed or not. Again, when I say I didn't lend you money, I didn't borrow money, I paid it back. There's no bid a dummy there. There's no dimayon. Either it happened or it didn't. When I say, it was not my negligence, it was circumstances beyond my control. That's very subtle, right? In my head, I'm a little biased and I might interpret it in a way that makes me less responsible, right? Everyone knows it's very hard. Most people will not lie and say, I didn't do it. I wasn't there at the time. But to say it was an accident, it wasn't my fault, really, you were negligent, that's bit of dummy. So it's a shash bit of dummy. We're afraid he might have a mistake in his judgment. Therefore, we make him swear to clarify it. Right, so we make him swear to clarify it. Hashina bid dama. Right, it's not that we have evidence against him. Just in order to make him more medactic, in order to make sure he thinks it through properly. That's what the Nesiva says. Or says the, what am I claiming here? What I'm claiming here is that Lama chayav lishava. So, to take two approaches. I think we have to end in the middle of a sentence, but let me just point out there are two ways of understanding why it's swear. One way is because there's a suffix. And if there's a suffix, then all shvuos are equal. One way is no, because there's evidence against you. Not just because we're mesupik, because there's evidence against you. If there's evidence against you, then nicha shvuos eid echad and shvuos modem mikzas. But in shvuos hashtomim, there's no evidence against you. So you have to say, in this case, that shvuos hashtomim is a different mechayev. What is the different mechayev? The different mechayev is either one, chashash of what we call bidin dami. You might have made a mistake in judgment. Usually we don't say you might be lying, you have to swear unless there's evidence against you. But you might make a mistake in judgment, we just want you to think about it more carefully. Right? It's a judgment call. Negligence versus beyond my control is always a judgment call. So if we want you to go, or Rabbi Akiva Eder asked the famous question, in Bava Metzia it says, a throwaway line there, it says, he's really potter, just the shvuah l'hafiz daito shel all bayis, to make the mafkid feel better, to make the owner feel better. L'hafiz daito. Appease his mind, to make him feel better. What's the shot to make him feel better? Why don't I always have to swear to make you feel better? Every time you say something, the answer is, every time you say something, what obligation do I have to make you feel better? It's supposed to show him you trusted me. Yes. You trusted me with something. You trust me on something. You know what? We have a relationship of shmira. Part of the relationship of shmira is that it's not only that I have to give it back to you and not steal, etc. I have to make you feel better. I have to put your mind at ease. I have to repair this relationship, as it were. I have to make you feel like you're not being taken advantage of. L'hafiz daito. Not because we think I'm lying. It's l'hafiz daito. Maybe if you taste it, we make one guy swear, just make another guy feel good. We don't, but once they enter into a relationship, part of that relationship is that if I'm a shomer, I'm a schayi myself to make you comfortable. And that's called l'hafiz daito, where Rabbi Akiva Eder says, he doesn't understand why the Torah, Gemara says l'hafiz daito. Why do we have to say, why not say gzeiras hakasim? Maybe the answer is Gemara's worry. If there's no evidence against you, then how is this like the other shulis? So maybe you could say, l'hafiz daito shel bal habayis. Of course, you understand here that all of a sudden it becomes a lot less plausible to say, if there's evidence against me and I don't swear, then I should pay. There's no evidence against me. We just want me to be more careful. Okay, we want me to be more careful. I can't be more careful for some reason. Then what can I do? We want you to make the guy feel better. And if I can't make the guy feel, I mean, I refuse to. If I can't make the guy feel better for some reason, then what can we do? And maybe that is shot in the Rambam. That's what the secrets understand. The Rambam, okay, we are way, way, way over time. But obviously, you see where I'm going here. If there's no mitosh in Yochel Hashavim Mishalim in Shavuos Hashomer in the first place, there's no passion of Dafayim in the first place. It is based on mitosh in Yochel Hashavim Mishalim, and Dafayim mitosh in Yochel Hashavim is Potter. So obviously, there's nothing to talk about. Okay, maybe we'll just summarize this. And we'll summarize this, go a little deeper, apply it to Chesed Zabatim, Amir Tzashem, on Monday. We will have, I will be here. I'm in Yerushalayim. I have to be in Yerushalayim on Monday at 11:30 in any case. So anyway, Monday we'll pick up in the classroom, 11:30. Monday we'll pick up in the classroom, 11:30. After Monday's shiur. Okay, still, Yechel Ayim, we might just be on Zoom. Monday, we'll pick up right here. What?
Are you serious about that?
You really want to go to Zoom?
What?
I got AD. You know how much I've been working on AD for months now?
Yeah, well, it's easier once you empty the building.